Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of Toulouse, the battle fought by Wellington against Marshal Soult on 10th April 1814 outside the French city of Toulouse in southern France, the last battle fought by Wellington in the Peninsular War. My name is John McKenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site for the Battle of Toulouse, where you will see a number of illustrations and my map of the battle. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@BritishBattles.com. In the Battle of Toulouse, 50,000 British, Portuguese and Spanish troops, commanded by the Marquess of Wellington, later the Duke of Wellington, fought a French army commanded by Marshal Soult, comprising 25,000 infantry, 1,000 cavalry and 38 guns. The battle ended with Marshal Soult marching his army out of Toulouse to join the army of Marshal Suchet at Carcassonne. Fortescue commented, "It may freely be confessed that this was the most unsatisfactory action that Wellington ever fought, and the worst managed." The orders of battle of each side are given on the BritishBattles.com website. Following the defeat of his army of the Pyrenees at the Battle of Orthez on 2nd February 1814 and at Tarbes on 20th March 1814, Marshal Soult retreated in a northeasterly direction on the city of Toulouse. Soult took the road through Saint-Gaudens, sacrificing order for speed. Marching north along the left bank of the river Garonne from Saint-Gaudens, Soult's army reached Toulouse on 23rd March 1814. Discipline in the French army was breaking down, and many of the French infantry were without shoes. On 26th March 1814, Wellington's British, Spanish and Portuguese army reached Toulouse, causing the French to withdraw inside the city's fortifications. Clausel's two divisions occupied the eastern suburb of Saint-Étienne. Pierre Soult's cavalry division crossed the Garonne River and took up positions along the right bank for 15 miles. Ray's corps of two divisions occupied the suburb of Saint-Cyprien on the left bank. D'Erlon's corps remained outside the western defences at a distance of around 2 miles. On 27th March 1814, Wellington advanced and drove the French formations inside the defensive ring of Toulouse. On that evening, the British pontoon train moved up to the river Garonne, but was unable to establish a bridge, there being insufficient pontoons for such a wide river. On 28th March 1814, Wellington made new dispositions, with Hill's corps positioned to the southwest of Toulouse, preparatory to a further bridging attempt. Soult appeared satisfied with remaining inside the city's defences, and from there repelling any attack Wellington might make, rather than taking the initiative. On 30th and 31st March 1814, Hill's corps crossed the river Garonne at Pinsaguel, 5 miles upstream from Toulouse. From the crossing, Hill marched to the east in an attempt to find a way across to the road to Toulouse from the southeast. Hill was unable to find such a route and, on 1st April 1814, crossed back to the left bank of the river Garonne. Soult made no effort to interfere with Hill's march. By 2nd April 1814, Soult was convinced that Wellington would cross the river Garonne to the north of Toulouse and launch his attack on the city from that direction. Soult ordered entrenchments to be dug along the heights of Calvinet, stretching down the eastern side of Toulouse between the city and the river Erdre. In addition, Soult ordered the construction of an abattis along the road to Albi from the River Ayres to the Mamelon de la Poujade. Soult brought six of the divisions in Saint-Cyprien across the River Garonne to hold the line that followed the canal from the Garonne to the Matabiau bridge, and then to the River Ayres on the Albi road. One division remained in Saint-Cyprien to repel any assault by the British on that side of the Garonne. On the night of 4th April 1814, Wellington's pontoon bridge was laid across the River Garonne at a point 12 miles north of Toulouse. During 5th April 1814, the British 3rd, 4th and 6th Divisions of Infantry, with Somerset's, Ponsonby's and Vivian's Cavalry Brigades, and three batteries of artillery, crossed by the pontoon bridge to the east bank of the River Garonne, preparatory to attacking the French positions along the canal. By the evening, 20,000 men under Beresford were on the east bank of the River Garonne. Rain fell heavily that night, forcing the removal of the pontoon bridge to prevent it being swept away. The rain continued to fall heavily, with intermittent gaps, preventing the use of the pontoon bridge until 8 April 1814, when the pontoons were repositioned across the river. On 8 April 1814, Aaron Child's Cavalry Brigade and Frere's Spanish Division crossed the River Garonne. From there, Wellington's troops advanced around the north of Toulouse, Picton's division and Frere's Spanish division turning directly towards the city, while Beresford's corps, comprising Clinton's 6th Division and Cole's 4th Division, marched south in two columns between the heights of Calvinet, occupied by the French garrison, and the River Ayres, their orders being to approach Toulouse from the southeast, once they had outflanked the French entrenchments on the heights of Calvinet. Wellington's plan was to seize three bridges along the River Ayres to facilitate the assault on the heights of Calvinet. Pierre Soult's Dragoon Division retired before the cavalry on the eastern flank of the 6th and 4th Divisions, advancing south, parallel to the River Ayres. Vial's French Cavalry Brigade halted on the eastern side of the bridge at Croix d'Orade on the Albi Road, protecting the northeastern flank of the defences stretching to La Poujade. The British 18th Hussars came up on the eastern flank of Wellington's advancing columns. The 18th drove the French cavalry pickets from the village of Saint-Loup, 3 miles from the Croix d'Orade bridge and across the River Ayres. This was other than the French 5th Chasseurs à Cheval, which moved onto a flank and opened carbine fire on the 18th. Wellington and Beresford directed Colonel Hussey Vivian, commanding the cavalry brigade, to capture the bridge across the River Ayres at Croix d'Orade. Hussey rode towards the bridge and was confronted by a mass of French cavalry on the far side of the river, moving forward unsupported by infantry or guns. At this point, Hussey was struck in the arm by a carbine round. Hussey ordered the 18th Hussars to attack the French dragoons advancing on the bridge. He raised his sword arm to signal the charge, but the bone struck by the carbine bullet snapped, and Hussey fell from his saddle in a faint. Major Hughes led the 18th Hussars in the charge, meeting the French cavalry on the bridge. The French were driven back and retired in disorder, pursued by the 18th, which took 120 French cavalrymen prisoners with their horses. Pierre Soult, the general commanding the French Dragoon Division, was nearly captured. The pursuit continued until the French Dragoons were able to rally under the covering fire of their guns. Wellington called out, "Well done, the 18th! By God, well done!" The 18th Hussars attack took place at 5 p.m. and marked the end of the day's action. The British 4th Division was now in possession of the bridge over the River Ayres at Croix d'Orade, while the French held the two bridges over the River Ayres further south, on the road to Lavaux, level with the centre of Toulouse, and on the road to Caraman, to the southeast of the city. These other two bridges were either broken or prepared for destruction. Wellington ordered that the assault on the Toulouse defences begin on the next day, 8th April 1814. The pontoon bridge was to be moved 4 miles upriver to permit the light division to cross to the east bank of the river Garonne. This move was not completed in time, and the attack was deferred to the 10th April 1814. In the meantime, cavalry from Ponsonby's and Vivian's brigades were deployed in the rear to guard against intervention by the French garrison at Montauban, 20 miles north of Toulouse. Clausel commanded the French positions along the heights of Calvinet, running along the city's eastern side between the Languedoc Canal and the River Erse. This was the scene for the main British attack. D'Erlon's corps held the section of the Languedoc Canal running along the northern perimeter of Toulouse to the River Garonne. Derricot's division positioned along the canal bank, with Darmignac's division holding the area outside the bridge of Matabiau at the right-hand end, where the canal turns south to run along the eastern side of the city. Marensin's division, from Ray's corps, remained in Saint-Cyprien, the suburb to the southwest of Toulouse, on the western bank of the river Garonne. Taupin's division stood on the eastern bank of the river Garonne, at the southern end of the heights of Calvinet, in support of Clausel. Travaux's reserve division was distributed at the northeastern corner of the defences and along the river Garonne. Wellington planned for two attacks on the French positions around Toulouse. The main attack was to be conducted by Beresford, with Cole's 4th Division, Clinton's 6th Division, and the Hussar Brigade, against the southeast corner of the French defences. This attack required an approach march down the length of the River Erse, parallel to the French positions on the heights of Calvinet. The second attack was allotted to Frere's Spanish division, advancing down the Albi Road in columns on either side of the road. Frere was required to halt in the village of La Pujade until Beresford began his attack, and then advance and storm the great redoubt positioned at the northern end of the heights of Calvinet. In support of these two assaults, Hill was to demonstrate against the suburb of Saint-Cyprien on the western bank of the river Garonne, and Picton and Alton were to conduct feint attacks along the line of the Languedoc Canal on the northern face of the defences. Wellington's attack began at 3 a.m. on Easter Sunday, 10th April 1814. The light division crossed the river Garonne, while the other formations began their march towards the northeast corner of the defences. Vivian's brigade of the 18th Hussars and the 1st Hussars of the King's German Legion, commanded in the absence of the wounded Vivian by Major von Gruben, advanced aggressively down the east bank of the River Erse, pushing Berton's Dragoon Brigade before them. The French managed to destroy the bridge on the Lavaux Road, directly east of Toulouse, but, headed by Captain Sharman's squadron, the Hussars crossed the bridge on the Reval Road, well to the southeast of the heights of Calvinet, and chased the French cavalry as far as the Pont des Demoiselles, behind the right flank of the Calvinet positions. By 8 a.m, Vivian's brigade was pressing in on the French defences. Between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m, Hill began his move against Marensin's division in Saint-Cyprien, on the western bank of the river Garonne. The battalion holding the northern point of the French line gave way, and Hill was able to occupy its position and open cannon fire on the French troops holding the Jumeau Bridge on the far bank. This success enabled Hill to push Marensin's men back into the suburb before halting. On the east bank, opposite the northern line held by the French, Picton advanced and took a mansion house called Le Petit Grignard in front of the Jumeaux bridges. On Picton's flank, Alton advanced against the bridge of Minimes, while his 2nd Brigade moved east to support Frere's attack. In front of the Spanish advance, Somerset's cavalry brigade cleared Pearsault's dragoons away, while Frere occupied the knoll of La Pujade, abandoned by St. Pol's division. Frere's guns opened a cannonade on the French positions around the Great Redoubt held by Villatte's division. Wellington himself took post on the knoll of La Pujade to follow the progress of his attack. Beresford's corps, comprising Cole's 4th and Clinton's 6th divisions, reached the Croix Dorade, where a bridge crossed the River Ayres, soon after 7 a.m., and began the hurried march south in 3 columns, on the west bank of the River Ayres, the infantry moving at the double. The column on the right came under the direct fire of French cannon in the positions on the heights of Calvinet. The ground was difficult due to the extensive heavy rain over the previous days, and the British guns fell far behind, finally halting at Mont Blanc. Soult, watching from the heights, expected Beresford to wheel and storm the heights of Calvinet. As Beresford's columns hurried on past the obvious point of attack, it became clear to Soult that Beresford was intending to march around his right flank. Turpin was ordered to move his division from the northern end of the heights of Calvinet to the Caraman Road to block Beresford's advance. At around this time, 11 a.m., Frere, who was under orders to await Beresford's attack before beginning his own, lost patience and launched his own assault. One Spanish column advanced down the Albi Road, while the other, led by Frere, attacked the Great Redoubt on his left. Frere's men were met by heavy cannon fire from the bridge at Matabiau and the city walls, before spreading out to envelop the Great Redoubt. At this point, 2 French regiments from D'Armagnac's division emerged from an area of gardens and mounted a counterattack on both Spanish columns. The Spanish, taken by surprise, fell back, their right wing taking cover in a hollow road, which was raked by artillery fire from the guns on the city walls. The Spanish resumed their retreat in disorder, back to the village of La Pujade. Wellington, observing the march of Turpin's division to the southern end of the heights of Calvinet, sent orders to Beresford to wheel to his right and begin his attack directly on the heights, as Soult initially expected. However, Beresford, forming the view as he marched south that Wellington's initial plan was entirely appropriate for the French dispositions, in spite of the move by Turpin's division, ignored this order and continued to march to the southern end of the heights of Calvinet, after an initial deployment to his right, in case the attack on Frere was the beginning of a counterattack along the whole French line. As the French did not stir from the heights, Beresford soon resumed his march to the south. For the next few hours, Wellington was concerned with halting the Spanish retreat and reforming the Spanish regiments. Fortunately for Wellington, Soult made no attempt to follow up the French success in routing the imperfectly disciplined Spanish infantry. However, Beresford was left to make his attack alone, without the benefit of being part of a double attack. At around midday, Beresford's columns reached the Caraman Road, wheeled to the right and deployed into 3 lines. Pack's brigade and William Anson's brigade formed the first line. Lambert's brigade and Ross's brigade formed the second line. Douglas's and Vasconcello's Portuguese brigades formed the third line. The front of Beresford's columns had outmarched the rest of the troops, and it took some time for the rear formations to catch up and take their places in the lines. The French 21st Chasseurs à Cheval advanced to threaten Beresford's unformed right flank. The provisional battalion from Cole's 4th Division, comprising companies from the Queen's 2nd Regiment and 2nd 53rd, moved out to block the French cavalry. Clinton's 6th Division came up and formed in line without pausing, enabling the whole of Beresford's corps to move forward to the attack. The wet and muddy conditions prevented Beresford's artillery from coming up and joining the advance, remaining at Mont Blanc. In the hour before Beresford's corps arrived and formed line, Soult had been putting Taupin's division in a defensive posture, one brigade on each side of La Cipière Redoubt, Ray's brigade to the south and Gasquet's brigade to the north. On the left flank, the 21st Chasseurs à Cheval were posted, and on the right flank, 6 squadrons from Berton's cavalry brigade with a battery of artillery. The whole of the French line was positioned behind the brow of the hill. As Beresford's corps came into view over the brow of the hill, Soult is reported as calling out, "Here they are, General Taupin. I make you a present of them." Taupin took command of Ray's brigade and led it in the attack on Beresford's forming left wing. Once in front of La Cipière Redoubt, Taupin halted his advance and gave the command to deploy. In answer, a British rocket troop, a newly deployed weapon, fired a number of rockets into the French ranks, while Lambert's and Anson's brigades opened a heavy fire on Ray's men, in which Taupin fell, mortally wounded. Ray's brigade retreated in confusion to the crest of the hill. The British 61st Regiment attacked La Cipière Redoubt, causing the battalion holding the redoubt to abandon its position. On the left flank of Taupin's division, Gasquet's brigade fell back towards the suburb of Saint-Étienne before the advance of the light companies from Clinton's 6th Division. Attacks on the 6th Division's flank by the 21st Chasseurs à Cheval were held off by the 79th Highlanders in square. On the edges of Saint-Étienne, Taupin's artillery joined the retreating infantry brigades, and a new French line was formed, with Lezer's brigade from D'Armagnac's division and Rouget's brigade from Marensin's division along the east bank of the Languedoc Canal, from Saint-Étienne to the Pont des Demoiselles. In spite of his success, Beresford, aware of the failure of the Spanish assault on the northeasterly defences, did not press his attack further, halting to await the arrival of his bogged-down guns. Clinton's 6th Division halted on the Lavaur Road, with Cole's 4th Division on its left, flanked by Somerset's and Vivian's cavalry brigades. The firing died away, and action ceased for a time. Noting the lack of action, Picton, facing the Pont Jumeau from the Petite Grenargue, at the junction of the Languedoc Canal and the River Garonne, at the northwest corner of the defences of Toulouse, decided to convert his feint attack into a full assault on the French positions. Brisbane's brigade, supported by Power's Portuguese brigade, attacked the French bridgehead at the Pont Jumeau. 3 times Picton's troops pressed their attack, to be repelled with heavy casualties. While Beresford's and Picton's attacks were taking place, Wellington was supervising the halt of the Spanish retreat and rallying and reforming the Spanish regiments. Wellington then directed that his original plan of a coordinated attack by Beresford and Frere be relaunched. There was some delay while the Portuguese guns on the knoll of La Pujade were restocked with ammunition, and Beresford's artillery came up the muddied road from Mont Blanc before Frere's men moved forward. The Spanish attack was again unsuccessful, although pressed with energy. Wellington refrained from committing the Light Division in support of the Spanish, as it was his last major unit and his only reserve. Beresford's attack from the Lavaur Road on the French redoubts was led by the 42nd and the 79th Regiments, both Highland, supported by another Highland regiment, the 91st, and the 12th Portuguese. Commanded by Colonel Macara, later killed at Quatre Bras, who ordered, "Forward, double quick," the 42nd drove Harispe's division out of the Mas des Augustins, the redoubt at the corner of the French position. The 79th stormed the neighbouring Calvinet redoubt. Harispe counterattacked with the 115th, 34th and 81st regiments and drove the two Highland regiments from their prizes. The 79th rallied and returned to the attack, retaking both redoubts. The French again captured the redoubts, but were finally driven back once Lambert's brigade joined the assault, the French troops losing heart on the wounding of General Harispe and his deputy, General Boreau, who was shot in the right leg, losing the leg to amputation. Beresford's guns arrived and opened fire on the great redoubt with considerable effect. Beresford prepared for a further assault on the shrunken French line when, at around 5 p.m, Soult ordered Villatte to abandon the great redoubt and withdraw into Saint-Étienne. The position remained unchanged, with Beresford dominating the heights of Calvinet and the divisions of D'Armagnac, Marensin and Turpin holding a line from Sacquerin to the Pont des Demoiselles, when nightfall brought the battle to a close. No fighting took place on 11th April 1814, while Wellington brought up fresh supplies of ammunition and his cavalry probed to the south and east. At nightfall, on 11th April 1814, Soult's army marched out of Toulouse, heading southeast towards Carcassonne, where Soult planned to join the army of Marshal Suchet. On 12th April 1814, while both sides moved towards Carcassonne, news arrived from Paris of the abdication of the Emperor Napoleon and the end of the war. On 18th April 1814, Wellington and Soult signed an armistice and the fighting came to an end. French casualties in the Battle of Toulouse were 2,000 killed and wounded. The wounded were left in Toulouse when Soult marched southeast to Carcassonne. British casualties were 1,850 killed and wounded. Spanish casualties were 1,800 killed and wounded. Portuguese casualties were 530 killed and wounded. Clinton's 6th Division did most of the fighting in the attack at the southern end of the heights of Calvinet. The 6th Division suffered the preponderance of casualties in their attack and during the march south along the bank of the River Ers, when the division was the formation nearest to the French lines and suffered extensive artillery bombardment. From Clinton's 6th Division, Colonel Coughlin of the 61st was killed. General Pack and Colonel Keiler of the 11th and Colonels Douglas and Birmingham of the Portuguese Army were wounded. The 42nd Highlanders lost 26 officers and 386 soldiers killed and wounded. The 79th Highlanders lost 18 officers and 215 soldiers killed and wounded, out of a complement of under 500. The 61st Regiment was brought out of action by the adjutant and two ensigns, all the more senior officers, except the adjutant, being killed or wounded. From Picton's 3rd Division, Colonel Forbes of the 45th was killed and General Brisbane wounded in the disastrous attack on the Pont Jumeau. The Military General Service Medal 1848 was issued to all those serving in the British Army present at specified battles during the period 1793 to 1840, who were still alive in 1847 and applied for the medal. The medal was only issued to those entitled to one or more of the clasps. There were 21 clasps available for service in the Peninsular War. The Battle of Toulouse was one of those clasps. Medals were also struck privately to commemorate the Battle of Toulouse. Battle honours were awarded to regiments for taking part in certain important battles. The principal place for displaying a regiment's battle honours is on the colours. The Battle of Toulouse is a battle honour for most of the British regiments that took part in the battle. A list of those regiments is given on the BritishBattles.com website on the battle. The award of a battle honour seems not to have been governed by any particularly reliable benchmark. In some instances, regiments were not given a battle honour when they were present and suffered casualties. It is hard to see why the 18th Hussars were not given the battle honour of Toulouse. As the British cavalry, infantry and guns crossed the pontoon bridge over the River Garonne on 5th April 1814, the regimental bands played the tune The Fall of Paris to encourage the soldiers. While the pontoon bridge was in position on the River Garonne, downstream from Toulouse, the French sent trees and boats loaded with stones down the river, hoping to damage the pontoons. This was not achieved. The Battle of Toulouse was the first major battle at which the Royal Artillery used rockets in action, being fired at Taupin's division in the fighting over La Cipière Redoubt. The rockets were fired by the Royal Artillery's Mounted Rocket Corps, using rockets developed by Sir William Congreve from the weapons fired at the British during the siege of Seringapatam in India in 1799 by Tipu Sultan's army. Wellington heartily disliked the Congreve rocket, considering it a waste of the Royal Artillery's limited manpower resources, preferring guns. However, the British rocket was a much feared weapon in Europe, credited with causing the Prussian and Russian governments to bow to British pressure in the reconstitution of Europe. General John Brisbane, wounded leading his brigade in Picton's rash attack on the Jumeau bridges, later became Governor of New South Wales in Australia. The town of Brisbane in Queensland is named after him. In the attack on the Mas des Augustins on the heights of Calvinet, the 42nd Black Watch were required by Colonel Macara to carry out an involved drill movement under the direct fire of French musketry and guns in order to bring the right wing of the regiment to the front before charging. The result was very heavy casualties to the regiment, causing one authority to comment, "In this fight, the 42nd Royal Highlanders was well nigh annihilated." In October and November 1814, Lieutenant Colonel George Quentin, who commanded the 10th Prince of Wales's Own Hussars at the Battle of Toulouse, was tried by court-martial in London on charges inspired by his own officers, arising from his conduct at the battle and on other occasions. Quentin was largely acquitted and exonerated by the king. The officers who brought the accusations against Quentin were threatened with dismissal and moved to other regiments. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of Toulouse. I hope you have enjoyed it and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site on the battle, where you will find pictures of the battle and images of the regiments that took part, with my map of the battle. Finally, I would invite you to look at the list of British Battles podcasts on www.britishbattles.com/BritishBattles-com-podcasts.